I run through the forest. If I can just cross the river, I might be able to lose them. But I can hear them coming. The guards you sent to find me and bring me back to you. I run harder, but it's no use. I'm caught. They drag me back to that cursed village. As we enter the village, I hang my head in shame, avoiding the eyes of my sisters. I have failed not only myself, but my fellow villagers. We are elves. We're meant to be free and wild in the woods. If only I had been able to escape, I might have been able to get help. I could have found someone powerful enough to help me overthrow you. The guards aren't taking me to the castle as I had expected. And then I see it. The wooden stage in the public square. You're standing there, smiling that wolfish grin. Oh God, not this. Not here. I'm dragged onto the stage, screaming and struggling to escape. Listen to me, I yell desperately. Maybe it's not too late to start a riot and save myself from this humiliation. We don't have to live as a harem for some human ruler. It's no use. Once you have me there on the stage with you, you start undressing me. I struggle, but I can't stop you from undoing the buttons on the back of my dress. My face is hot and red as I stand there naked in front of my friends and peers. Your hands move over my body as you address the village. I want you all to see what happens to naughty girls who try to run away. Your hands move to my breasts, squeezing and tugging at my nipples. If you're good, you say, I'll be good to you, and I can be very good. But if you're bad or ungrateful, then you'll be punished. As though to add to emphasis, you tug harder, and I can't help but let out a gasp. Ah! I close my eyes. I can't bear to see everyone looking at me like this. But it doesn't help. I know they're still there, watching you dominate me. Suddenly, you bend me over the table. You're going to be spanked, you announce. But I'll let you pick. I can spank you, or you can do it yourself. Choose. I won't give you the satisfaction, I say. I'll do it myself. All right, you say unfazed. But you have to do it hard, or I'll make you start over. After each one, I want you to announce the number and tell everyone that you're my pretty little slut, and you'll address me as Sir. I grimace, but I try to hold back. One, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Two, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Three, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Four, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Five, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Six, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Seven, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Eight, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. Nine, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. 10, I'm your pretty little slut, sir. I'm so humiliated. I will never be able to look any of my fellow villagers in the face. Oh God, I can feel you going down underneath of me. I can feel your hot breath on my pussy. Oh, I try to twitch away from you, but I'm trapped between you and the table. Stop, please. But you don't stop. Your lips brush against my most sensitive places. You've barely started and I'm already getting wet. Stop it, please! I beg! You're not even trying to make me come, you're just teasing me. Oh, your tongue brushes against my clit, barely touching it. Oh, I can feel my juices dripping to the floor, creating a puddle that I'm sure is visible to the crowd. Oh, I just want to come. I need more and you won't give it to me. My legs are shaking, and I'm sure that at least the first couple of rows can see me struggling to hold myself up. I've stopped trying to push away from you. What's the matter? You ask me, loud enough for everyone to hear. You were just pushing me away. You go back to teasing me, the way you barely brush your lips against my pussy is too much. I need more. If you want more, you whisper, you're going to have to beg me for it. Tell them how badly you want me, and no need me to fuck you. All of my determination is gone. Please, fuck me.
Louder, you command.
Please, my lord, I need you to fuck me. I say it as loud as I can. At this point, I would do anything you asked. You grab my hands and pin them behind my back. You hold the back of my neck against the table. I can feel your strength holding me down against the wood.
All right, my pretty little slut.
Since you've asked so nicely, I'll give you what you want. From behind, you start to ease your cock into my pussy. Slow at first, you're still teasing me. Then a sudden thrust, and you're inside of me. Oh! Oh! Your cock's so big, my pussy has to stretch to take it all in. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, finally, you're inside of me after all that teasing. Oh, 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 I can't contain myself anymore. Oh, your thrusts are so deep. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, mm. Oh, oh, I'm getting close again. And you grab a fistful of my hair and jerk my head up to look at the village. One blonde-haired elf sister looks lustfully at me. Can see the tips of her breasts pressing against the fabric of her dress. I can tell the brunette next to her has lost all her respect for me from the way she glares.
Tell them what I'm doing to you and why, you say.
I can barely form words, let alone sentences. But I try. I'm being punished because I disobeyed our lord and tried to leave our village. Oh, I know I should be humiliated, but I'm too close to coming. Please, my lord, can I come? You muse, then announce, I want everyone to count down from 10. When you reach 0, this little slut can come. 10, everyone chimes. 9. Oh God, they're going so slowly. Have they no mercy? 8. 7. 6. Oh. 5. Oh, 4. Oh, it takes everything I have not to come. 3. 2. To my knees by my hair. Your cock is wet with my juices. With one stroke, you come all over my face, your hot load covering me. I move my hand to wipe the cum off my face, but you grab my wrist. There's so much I can feel the hot liquid dripping down my neck and onto my breasts. No, you say. I want you to walk home like this, covered in my cum and your own shame. I get up, and with everyone watching me, I descend the stairs and start making my way through the crowd, my long, cold walk home.